AP News for this Easter Sunday, March 31st. I'm Jackie Quinn. Despite worries about his health, Pope Francis presided over Easter Sunday services at the Vatican with some 30,000 worshippers in attendance.
Rallying from a winter-long bout of respiratory problems, the Pope made a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza and a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Francis said, "Peace is never made with weapons, but with outstretched hands and open hearts." In between Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and prayers for peace, he made several loops around the packed piazza in his Popemobile. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan spoke of good versus evil.
Love triumphs over hate. Life vanquishes death.
Some conservative Republicans are criticizing President Biden for declaring March 31st Transgender Day of Visibility. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says the president has, quote, betrayed the central tenet of Easter. In Baltimore, where cleanups underway at the site of the bridge collapse, Maryland Governor Wes Moore tells Fox News Sunday the shutdown of the busy port is impacting people around the country.
The port that handles more cars, more heavy trucks, more agricultural equipment than any other port inside this country.
In Indianapolis, a group of teens was injured. Shots rang out near a downtown shopping mall. Seven young people were hit. All are expected to recover.
Is that a mini Kong?
How did they find this place?
Godzilla Kong, the New Empire, is the top movie at the box office this weekend, with an $80 million opening. A weekend storm has slammed into Southern California, bringing more rain and mountain snow to a region already drenched. This is AP News. Some California fast food workers will be getting a raise this week.
California's minimum wage was $16 an hour for Ingrid Valario, who works at Jack in the Box. $20 an hour will help.
Genial.
But for Alex Johnson, who owns 10 Auntie Anne's and Cinnabons, it's not ideal.
I want to pay them as much as I can.
But he says the new law will cost him about $470,000 a year, and he'll have to raise prices.
We're no longer hiring. We're not backfilling positions. We're not growing in the state anymore. We're not expanding more locations, and I'm ultimately thinking about selling or closing my business.
UC Berkeley professor Michael Reich says in the past, wages went up and employment has not.
There's also room for them to absorb the wage increases.
I'm Julie Walker.
There's a recall on thousands of newer model Kia Telluride SUVs. A drive shaft defect could cause them to roll away, even when they're in park. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.